I'm your host on Leaders Portfolio, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and joining us in Leaders Portfolio studio today, the founder and CEO of Diamond Mine, Ms. Catherine Novikov. Diamond Mine, located in Potomac, Maryland, provides electronic payment services to over 700 independent schools. It was ranked as a 2012 Inc. 500 number 383. And so I want to welcome you, Catherine.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, and we have a connection. You're Wharton Bachelors.
That's right. And Wharton Evening School.
Wharton Evening School. You did that while you worked.
I did work during that time, but I was primarily focused on finishing my education.
Okay. And your husband is president of Diamond Mine, so you work with him on this.
That's correct. I founded the company toward the end of 2002, and a few years later when we got traction, it made sense for him to join me. We had a lot of work to do, and he had the right skills coming out of Capital One.
Oh, excellent. And was that the plan in the beginning?
It most certainly was not the plan.
Okay, okay.
It just turned out to be something that made great sense at the time and has continued to be really good for us personally and professionally.
And do you talk like in bed at midnight and you have to shut off the work brains?
We try very hard not to, but it occasionally happens.
Now, first you started Diamond as a credit card processing business, and at some point you targeted the niche of independent schools. Talk about that. Why?
That's right. When I first founded the company, I was very interested in finding niches where I could add value. Credit card processing can sometimes be seen as a commodity-like business. And for some industries, it is. So I sought out and did research on niches where there were special needs. And through understanding those needs and through focusing on them, I could add additional value. Started out with three different segments and very quickly realized that the independent school segment, K through 12 independent schools, had very deep and extensive needs that were of interest to me. And so quickly the company became hyper-focused on the K through 12 independent school sector.
Now, the good thing about the kind of, as you said, hyper-focus is that you know, it's easier to get additional schools because they know, oh, she knows our business. The negative is you're putting all your eggs in one basket. So talk about that.
For us, it's always been a positive. We believe very strongly in focus, in discipline, in being the best at one thing. There have been advisors over the years that have urged us to move, you know, 20 degrees to the left, 20 degrees to the right, look at other markets. But we wanted to stay at the forefront of what K through 12 independent schools needed in the area of payment processing. As a self-funded company with limited resources, the only way we could do that was to focus all of our energy, our strategy, our technology, our people, our processes, to focus it all on the needs of our market and understand them deeply and just continue to advance and deepen our knowledge at every pass.
And what are some of those unique needs of that market? Independent schools.
Well, K through 12 independent schools are relatively new to the area of electronic payments. Unlike a shoe store or pizza store that's been accepting credit cards and other e-payments forever, K through 12 schools are more traditional institutions. Many of our schools are 50, 100, 200 years old. You know, schools that the first families send their children to, and schools that are a part of our history in many cases. So their tradition drives them, and they've been slow to adopt payments. They're more complex because they come in on four, five, six different points of payment into the campus. That's different than a commercial institution. And they've been slow to adopt them because of their traditions and their paper-based ways of going about business. So they've needed a lot of hand-holding and knowledge to bring to bear to make it an effective thing to do and a cost-effective thing to do.
Excellent. And before Diamond Mine, at some point, you launched the first office of Anderson Consulting in Russia, and you served as the firm's account executive to the World Bank.
That's correct.
So now you're local before you were all over.
Well, it's true that we're local, but we do business in 45 states. Our 700 K through 12 clients are located in 45 states. We actually have a handful abroad, too. There are schools abroad. We have one in Taiwan, I think one in Singapore, and I can't remember where the third one is. But they're all U.S. Legal entities, and they're American schools abroad. So we're starting to go international.
So is that a desire of yours to go back international because you love international travels?
I enjoyed international travel quite a lot, but I don't enjoy it as much these days. So we love to do business with the international schools. We don't find it necessary to travel to do business with them. In fact, we serve all of our clients out of our office in Potomac.
Okay.
So even nationally, we don't have to travel that much.
Oh, that's. And let's talk about. We are, of course, speaking with the founder and CEO of Diamond Mine, Ms. Catherine Novikov, and let's talk about your overall leadership philosophy.
My overall leadership philosophy is really a two-pronged philosophy. The first we've touched on, which is focus. Whether it's in one's life or in one's business or in one's family, it's all about what you say yes to, but it's also what you say no to. It's what you choose to make important. So focus and being selective about what one chooses to spend their time and energy on is just a underpinning of everything I do, and certainly everything in the business. The second prong is about community. For us, we see Diamond Mind as a member of the K-12 independent school community. We participate in the community. We want to give back to the community. We have a knowledge vault that captures knowledge that we share with all of the schools. We try to be a nexus of best practice sharing amongst our client schools. Next year, we're launching a scholarship program for students within our schools. So our attitude and our approach to success in the market has been not to be a supplier to them, but to be a member of their community.
Excellent, excellent. And talk about a big obstacle that you faced the last couple of years.
Oddly enough, a big obstacle has been finding the right talent to grow our company.
You hear that a lot.
Which is just uncanny given the
economy.
Numbers.
Yeah.
But we really spend a lot of time interviewing and sorting through many, many applicants and to find the people who we feel can carry our values of community and client service and best practices to our marketplace in a way that's going to reflect our brand. It's difficult. It's a needle in a haystack to find those great people to bring in to build the organization.
So will you hire somebody who has technical knowledge or a skill area, even if they don't share those values, or no?
Absolutely not. We look for people who share the values of devotion, long-term commitment to our clients, doing the right thing. Old-fashioned values,
mm-hmm.
I think, really.
Right, yep.
Old-fashioned values, which if implemented consistently over time, have a tremendously wonderful way of growing a business. It's very difficult to teach adults those values. It's not that difficult to teach them technical skills.
Right. Yep. Good. That's a good argument. Now, and you're a veteran of the U.S. Air Force.
I am. Yes. I served from 1982 through 1986 and was stationed in Japan. And then last posting was right here at Fort Meade, Maryland.
Okay. And I got a Forbes business quote for you. The great aim of education is not knowledge, but action. Herbert Spencer.
I love that quote.
Okay.
And I believe that the hundreds of schools that we work with would agree. My husband and I are independent school parents, and obviously we've wrapped our whole world personally and professionally around independent schools, and we believe very much in their mission. And I think independent K-12 schools in this country are living that quote. They're working very hard to be mission-driven organizations that are helping to raise children in a way that helps them use that knowledge for action and not teach to tests mm-hmm. and not be rote in their memorization of things, but to really digest and think and use things to act to make mm-hmm. the world a better place. So we're big supporters of K-12 schools' mission, just from so many angles.
And talk about the kind of the next couple of years for Diamond Mind. Where are you trying to go? Are you trying to get more schools? You kind of hinted on globally potentially.
Oh,
more.
The next couple of years are going to be absolutely explosive for us. We're currently at about $15 million in revenue, and we have a team of 15 people. We expect in 3 to 5 years to be at $50 million in revenue, approximately 3,500 client schools, and probably about a team of 40 people. So it's all about scalability. How do we manage that growth in a way that preserves the integrity of our values, that preserves the integrity of the client experience that each of those new client schools, we want them to feel and experience with us the same thing that our first school mm-hmm. did, even if they're the 3,000th school. And that's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an operational challenge to make sure you grow and you hold fast to those values and that which made you successful in the first place. But that's what's in store for us in the next 3 to 5 years. And that's where we're focusing our energy.
So are you excited about this phase?
Absolutely. Very excited. I feel as if, you know, we've made it to the top of one summit, and it's been a great climb, and it's been exciting. Now it's a whole nother summit to climb to the top of, and we're able to just amplify what we've mm-hmm. done even further.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I want to, Catherine, I want to just thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio. Thanks for coming here today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Best of luck getting to the next summit.
I appreciate that.
Catherine Novikoff, founder and CEO of Diamond Mind. And I mentioned earlier that we share a connection to University of Penn. She has a bachelor's from Wharton. And we've been talking with her today about her company, Diamond Mind, located in Potomac, Maryland, which provides electronic payment services to over 700 independent schools. And, of course, her interview is found at leadersportfolio.com. That's leadersportfolio.com, where you can also find information about leadership. You can also find information from our sponsors, and I want to thank them right now. Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. And if you want the federal or business communities to associate leadership and values with your business, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. It's a great time for businesses to give back and to pass on and to publicly make a commitment to leadership and say, you know what, I profess this, especially when kind of publicly there's so much negativity about businesses right now. And some of it due to, you know, real fraud cases. But this is an example where you can say, you know what, I don't subscribe to that. I'm different. And I do follow leadership. So I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. I want to thank our senior producer, Dr. Oles, our production team, Adrian, Miguel, Jennifer, Christine, and Yair. And if I look good in publicity photos, it's only because I have the makeup artist to the past and former presidents and current able for makeup as well. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to say to you, what's in your portfolio?